More on bringing broadband to Taylor County with Mike Bubb.
The realtors tell us that if you have fiber to your home, the value of your home goes up 10% immediately. Because in today's age, it's viewed as such a, it's like electricity in the 1920s. If you have electricity, your house is worth more. If you didn't, it wasn't. In other cases where it's more rural, where maybe there's miles between residents, we'll be putting up towers and then connecting fiber optic to the towers to increase the speed. And with the new radios that will be installed on top of these towers, it's some new, brand new technology, you'll be able to get speeds of 25 to 50 megabits per second, where a lot of people today are getting 1 or 2 megabits per second. Well, one of the things when we did our study and we asked a lot of people is that we talked to the school districts. Gilman, Rib Lake, and Medford all said at least 30% of the students do not have access to internet. So when they had to shut the schools last spring, education stopped for those students. With this now, education will not stop. Yes, I believe in school is the best, and I congratulate our three school districts and our county that have worked tirelessly to keep our schools open. But
and safely, I might add.
Yes, safely, correct. But even on snow days, even when a child is sick, with this network now, they can do their homework. They can stay up to date instead of just being out. Technically, you go on a vacation, you could remote into school.
Oh, now don't tell the kids that.
Okay, we'll keep that a secret for now. But the opportunities to improve education in Taylor County are going to take a big leap forward. The school districts have all worked with us every step of this project. The Medford School District, especially with offering Dennis Hinderleiter to be part of our committee to work through this, has just been a huge asset to us. This will help the Virtual Academy for because students that wanted to attend school by the Virtual Academy need internet access. Now, if families and students choose to go that way, this will open the door for them to participate. Absolutely.
Our talk on broadband for Taylor County with Mike Bubb will continue on another local news program.